We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Kalim Perek Yudalad Mishnah Dalad. Next to Mishnah is very technical. They're speaking about the assembly of the wagon, the parts of the yoke, etc. What's Mekabel Tumah, what's not Mekabel Tumah. Difficult to visualize. I'll try to share a photo. Atmein Shaba Agala. Those items that are tamei on a wagon, the parts of a wagon that are susceptible to tumah, number one, ha'ol ha'ol shomateches. That's the yoke, the metal yoke. It's flat, doesn't matter because it's made out of metal. The hakatrav, that's the crossbar. The yoke is on top of the neck. The katrav is underneath the neck. Those are the katrav, the crossbar, keeps the ol shomateches in place. So that's also mekabel tumah. The haknafayim, the hamekablos, the sarutzos. There are straps also to keep the yoke in place. So these knafayim are the ends of the crossbars that hold, that have the straps attached to them. So those crossbars, that part of the crossbar, the edge is also mekabel tumah. The habarzel shetachas tzavrei abehema. This is the iron under the neck of the animal that protects the animal from the strap that's under its neck. The habar, the hasomech. This is a ring. The ring is in the middle of the yoke. The wagon's attached to this ring, also made out of metal. The hamachger, that's the harness that's tied to the necks of the animal. The hatamchuyos, those are metal plates that are between the yoke and the head of the animal. The inbo, that's the clapper in the bell of the animal. The hatzinora, and the hook that keeps the load of the wagon in place. That is a hook that's placed through the load itself, and it keeps the load from falling down. Umasmer hamechaber es kulon, and there's a nail that connects all the different parts or many parts of the wagon. Anytime you would have a nail that would do so. So says the Bar Tanura, kolomar kol masmer. Then that's just one specific nail it's talking about. Any masmer, any nail. Kol masmer shena selechaber hapirkin shalagala zu bezu. That's there to fasten different parts of the assembly of the wagon one to the other. Ar mekabel tumah. La fuke, that comes to exclude hamasmerim she'en nasum mechaber. If you have nails that are not there to join things together, to fasten them together, elu lanoi, they're just for decoration, she'elu ein metam, and those are not mekabel tumah. And that's really a nice introduction to the next Mishnah. Perek Yadala Mishnah, hey, hatahorin shabagala. What about the items on the agal of the wagon that are not mekabel tumah? Ha'ol hametzupe. If let's say you have a wooden yoke that's only covered in metal, so since the primary part is wood, it's only covered in metal, so it's flat, it's not mekabel tumah. Uknafayim hasu yoslunoi. If it has knafayim, again, the tips of that crossbar that was underneath the edge of that, but this was made for not holding straps, but for the purposes of decoration, so that's not mekabel tumah. Ushfofaros hamashmios es hakol. They're like chimes. These are tubes that make a sound as the animal walks. That's also lunoi. Va'avar shebitzad tzavrei behema. Avar is literally lead. These are balls, lead balls, that are hanging down from the yoke at the side of the neck of the animal. So it's also lanoi. That's also the decoration. Hasovev shel galgal. This is a ring that, and it's the rim, the sovev is the rim of a wheel. So it's a metal ring that goes around a wooden wheel. We had this in the past. You have a wooden wheel, but you have a rim that's made out of metal to protect the wooden wheel from the rocks on the ground. So that itself, although that's metal, that's not mekabel tumah. It really just serves the wooden wheel. Hatasim, these are sheets of metal that are hung from the yoke and from the wagon, also for decoration. Vahatzipuyim, any metal plating that covers wood parts of the wagon, also there to make it look nice. Also the decoration, the primary part, of course, is the wood. Ushar kalamis meros, and other nails, as opposed to the nails that we said before that are used to fasten things together, any other nails, as we mentioned in the Bartunim before, that are there for decoration, are torin, are not mekabel tumah. Then the Mishnah says, what about sandalei behema shel matachos? What about if you have sandals, metal shoes of animals, are they mekabel tumah? So says the Mishnah, tmeim. They are tummy. Now, we know the general rule was, we mentioned several times in the past, any kli that serves an animal is usually not susceptible to tumah. But these shoes are mekabel tumah. The Bar Tanura tells you why. Lefisha asuyin lishtos bahem anshe hachayel b'melchama. Soldiers out in the field They will often use the metal shoes of animals to drink, to fill them with water and drink. So therefore, the Mekabel Tumah. Shel Sha'am, that's the shoes are made of reeds. Tahor, they're not Mekabel Tumah because, of course, any water that goes in is going to fall through. And finally, the Mishnah says, Hasayif Me'emasa Mekabel Tumah. You have a sword. Now, a sword should be Mekabel Tumah. It means it's become rusty, says the Bar Tanura. Besides Shehela Chaluda Mayri, that's what we're dealing with. When it has a lot of rush, Tahor, which you know is not Mekabel Tumah. How can you fix it so that it's now susceptible to tumah once again? It's a kli. How does that work with the sword? When you smooth it down with the file, then it becomes usable. It's mekabel tumah. V'hasakin, what about a knife that's rusty? Misha yashchi zena. When it's sharpened, smoothing out the knife, it's not going to be effective because if the blade is not sharp, it can't be used. Only when you sharpen it is it mekabel tumah. Which means if you have a knife, obviously a knife is mekabel tumah when you make it, but if the knife is very rusty and it's not usable, when you sharpen it to the point where you can use it, then it's once again mekabel tumah.